Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Welcome to you, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I know that some people are asking the question, where have you been the last couple of days? I've been traveling, doing research for the documentaries that we have up and coming. In the process, I've also reiterated the point several hundred times that if you don't see us on social media platforms, please watch a replay or go ahead and go to GCN Live, GCN Live, and you'll find us there directly, whatever the case might be. So you can always find us regardless of where we may be. But again, we've been out of town right now doing research for the up-and-coming documentary. I'll be with you for the next couple of days. Then we'll be traveling again, and then we will be broadcasting live out of Philadelphia, hopefully on Saturday. So this is all in the works right now. So just keep me abreast as to what's going on. Now that I'm speaking that as well, folks, go ahead and check out our schedule as well. We've got Florida coming up on May 24th, Pensacola, Florida. We also have Oklahoma and Arkansas coming up. We also have another event in Minnesota on April 24th, I believe. So we've got a lot of things coming up. And then in June, we're going to be in Michigan. We're talking about doing another whole week of events there as well. So we're pretty much forecasting 3 months out, and we've got those 3 months filled. But if you happen to be between those two places, do give us a call and see if we can't work out doing an event in your local area as well, folks. The Bible says that we are to redeem the time, for the days are evil, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing what we can do while we have the time to do it with no excuses. Sparks me up a little bit to recollect that of John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. The man had to leave his family. He had to go overseas. He was a part of 22 boards and commissions establishing the country in which we have today. And it's also interesting to note that in Washington, D.C., that it has very little mention of John Adams. I just want to make clear, friends, that if there was no John Adams, there would be no America. Let me say that again. If there was no John Adams, there would be no America. They called him the Colossus of Independence, both on and off the floor. He was the one that drove it through to make it happen concerning the Declaration of Independence. So in saying all that to say this, friends, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out our schedule. Also go over to the store as well. There's plenty of items that you can choose from for your request. Great conversational starters from forefather quotes to that of scripture, and the list goes on, again, per your request. And by the way, thank you for your orders. We appreciate your trust. And when you do order on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just know that your orders will go out the next day. And the USPS says 3 to 5 days you'll have your orders. I say 2 to 3. Test me or try me on that. So sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're new to the site, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Judge us by our fruit. This is what we've been doing over the last 24 years, 25 years of ministry across the country. It's not what we're going to do. It's what we have been doing. And that's why we call the radio show here at sonsoflibertyradio.com. This isn't talk radio, folks, alone. This is do radio. Faith Without Works is dead, and we are not a part of the lot that only talk and do not. The Bible says that they deceive themselves. We have no part in that lot. We're making the most of the time that we have because we all know, just like John Adams, as I was highlighting, friends, we all know that we're going to answer for everything we do and everything we don't do. And here in this ministry, friends, we're asking to the Lord to bestow more upon us than less. We're not asking him to hand it to somebody else. We're asking for those that are forsaken their calls to give us their calls as well. And again, give us the strength in the process of doing it and renewing our strength as eagles. So if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. P.S., if you want to go on social media platforms, do understand if you're a first-time viewer, we are broadcasting into 160 cities as we speak as well, friends. We also broadcast into 53 countries. So, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. When you go to the left side of that page on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, and you will find us there. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. One more time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I want to cover a couple things really quick because I want to set the record straight concerning the biblical illiterates in this country once again. I just posted this morning that if you do not understand what Vladimir Lenin said, the communist revolutionary, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. You know, it's funny, this guy right here that I have in front of you, his name is Donald Trump. He's begging his supporters for money, yet he's out there bragging about how he makes billions and billions of dollars. I wonder how he's doing that. But again, his supporters, friends, they fall to the fact that he didn't ask for $400,000 a year as the president. No, he's just setting records, friends, in his fundraising campaigns of up to $144 million to those that should know better. And the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because it says that we're to judge a man by his fruit, Matthew 7:16-20. Isn't it interesting? Make America pray again. Trump reveals he is selling Bibles. This man is, he is a soulless, empty uniform who is mocking God, and God will not be mocked, Galatians 6:7. And it's also interesting to note, friends, while he's selling Bibles to America, this devil right here is one of those that has given you as an option to become the next president of the United States of America between him and Joe Biden, right? Right, the ones that they hand-delivered, two wings of the same bird. Isn't it interesting, friends, that at the same time he's selling Bibles, he's advocating clearly as to what God clearly condemns concerning the sodomite agenda, both him and his wife. Both him and his wife. That is called the daring, the justice of God. And you can rest assured he's going to get a response. But look at the mockery going on here, friends. Look at the absolute mockery. You really cannot make it up. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Somebody just made a wisecrack online real quick. I'll just tell you, this is what it looks like when you work all the time and you're out there fetching information and history. And doing all that you can do and leaving the results up to God. So, no, I'm not doing the things that you're suggesting. As a matter of fact, I've never even thought about doing that over the last 25 years. So that one's on you, guy. I was just highlighting the fact that Donald Trump is out there selling Bibles while he's raking in millions of dollars off his ignorant supporters, his worshipers, Acts 12:22. And at the same time he's selling Bibles, friends, it's interesting that he and his wife, Melania, are promoting the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda. And somehow or another, his followers still haven't figured out he's not appointed to make America great again. He's appointed to judge this country. And if you know anything about judgment and you fail to read the word, let me share with you really quick. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And everybody's going to reap whatever they tolerate. That which comes from the branches of this wicked administration concerning Biden, Trump, no difference. The agenda goes forward. I think many people have failed to understand what we were told back in the 1930s when it comes to Roosevelt. He said presidents aren't elected, they're selected. And we know the massive, massive voter fraud that's taking place in this country today, and they still haven't figured it out. Somebody just sent this to me this morning. The CEO of Dominion Voting Systems provided false testimony that may now qualify as perjury on December 15th, 2020. Now, with that, what's also we need to understand is we're seeing in the process of this massive voter fraud that's now being exposed. Isn't it interesting? Simultaneously, well, things are getting very hot for those that are committing the act of voter fraud. Isn't it interesting how now they're alluring these illegals into this country? And in the process, what are we finding out? American Military News just highlighted swing state giving illegal immigrants free voter ID cards, activist warns. Of course. I mean, the American people are still standing there, living their own selfish lives, all the while knowing that their federal and their state governments are committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, 8 U.S. Code C, 1324. You should look at the consequences of those that commit the act of treason, but Americans still don't realize the fallout concerning those that are guilty of treason. They're set to destroy your country. Treason, you will not survive, Americans. Treason, you will not survive. And we see this on so many levels in this country. And again, the American people are still standing back playing the same game that the mainstream media has been putting them in or playing them on the board of the game that they've created, the establishment, that they love to go around. Americans love to go around that mountain. They just do. They complain about the establishment, but yet they keep going around the same mountain every single cycle. And what's worse is they actually think that they're getting one over. They feel that they're the ones that have the right information. And if you need to know anything, just ask us. And that's quite embarrassing. I mean, there's no shame when it comes to these people. There really isn't. And am I talking down on them? No, I'm telling you that if you don't begin to speak out, Americans, and set these people straight, they're going to take you right into the hell that Donald Trump and the establishment continues to push on so many different levels. Now, I also want to highlight something here, too, because a lot of people are now starting to catch on, but there's still a lot of people that still haven't figured it out. Have you noticed that there's now 38 states? Listen, Americans, this is what happens when you don't listen. There's now 38 states in our union that have created anti-Semitism. You cannot speak down on Israel. Did you know that Ron DeSantis went over to Israel and signed on to hate crime legislation, hate speech? Did you know that Kristi Noem did the same thing here in South Dakota? Did you know Greg Abbott went over to Israel and showed his allegiance to the Zionist state as well? And what's crazy about it, if you go into almost any church in America today, isn't it interesting how everybody's talking about supporting Israel, regardless if they're upright or not? I got a question for you, Americans. How many times has the Lord judged his own children throughout the beginning of time? Several times. So are we supposed to get behind and support what God means to condemn? Well, Bradley, how are we supposed to know? You are supposed to know. You're supposed to know the word of God. You're supposed to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defied. How do you do that? Read Ezekiel 44:23. I mean, Jesus did it when he made distinction between the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25. And how many times have we, throughout the word of God, have seen where the Lord gave us the tools as the church, being the light and reproving darkness when it comes to us being the responsible party in drawing the line between that which is right and that which is wrong? Now, this is what I wanted to highlight here. Isn't it interesting that when you look at this golden calf, because that's exactly what it is, remember what I said, 38 states have now made it law, which violates our First Amendment. I don't care what they say or what they do when it comes to free speech. You already see them violating free speech, friends. You already see them illegally transgressing the First Amendment of our Bill of Rights. Don't you dare shut up if you're doing the right thing. It's time for you to speak up. But what I want you to see is the government in the United States of America is always already creating laws to shut your mouth concerning Israel. I got a question for you. Is what they're promoting in America, does it happen to be, is it godly, what they're promoting, or is it ungodly? I'm curious. I mean, in Israel, the one that we're supposed to just blindly follow behind and support no matter what, they've been supporting the sodomite agenda for decades before America even picked up on it. Abortion before America even picked up on it. Look at this whole Netanyahu, friends. Isn't it interesting that during the pandemic, his people, they impeached him from being the prime minister of that country? Why? Because the Jewish people, the real Jewish people, made distinction as to what he was doing. And what was he doing? 75% of those in Israel, the land of Israel, not the people of Israel, make distinction, said that there was a genocide taking place in that country during the pandemic. Guess who was responsible for pushing it? Netanyahu. What are they doing in the American churches, friends? They're getting behind Israel, the land, not the Israel of God, regardless. So what do? I post this. The secular state of Israel has become a golden calf worshipped in many evangelical churches today. Absolutely it has. Support them regardless. Again, understand Jacob was surnamed what? Israel. What is Israel defined out as? God's fighter. So therefore, who is Israel? I'm Israel. Christians are Israel, folks. Christians are Israel. Now, it's funny because when I posted this, this golden calf, it was funny because I got about almost 200 responses. And the majority of the responses came from people that did not understand Scripture whatsoever. But these are also the same people that call themselves Christians and don't even know the Word of God. And yet that's the first prerequisite, John 7:17. Why are people confused? I just told you why. So why are people getting behind this secular state of Israel, this golden calf, per se, in evangelical churches? I'll tell you why. Because they haven't made distinction between the Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. This ought to set some of you free. It's just like law, making distinction between the ceremonial law and moral law. There's a huge difference. Okay? Let me go back to my point. People think, well, we got to support Israel no matter what they do. Baloney. The Lord doesn't do that. He doesn't advocate a sodomy or abortion or crime against his own people. No, when that happens, that's judgment upon a people. And what happens is when the righteous people stand up against the unjust, oftentimes we find out it's the people that are responsible for holding the helm of government. And that's exactly what's happening in Israel today. They are corrupt. This is also the same Israel that's now trying to create laws that you go to prison for 1 to 2 years if you bring up the name of Jesus Christ in conversation. Are we supposed to support that? Absolutely not. Revelation 3:9 says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but lies. Folks, it's for us to know Scripture. It's for us to know Scripture.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel carrying out a military strike against Iran. Iranian officials said air defenses intercepted 3 drones and that there were no reports of a missile attack. Iranian's foreign minister telling CNN that his country will not wait to retaliate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been snubbed by his own family. The son of the late Robert F. Kennedy, running as an independent for president, but didn't get the endorsement from his relatives. Carrie Kennedy, a daughter of the former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, along with about 13 other Kennedys, joined together to endorse President Joe Biden. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City. The jury made up of 7 men and 5 women. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I think it's important for people to understand that what's going on right now is your government, if they're not illegally censoring the free speech, if they're not manipulating the vote, they're trying to corral everybody into one direction, and you get behind what's going on in Israel regardless. It shows you where their allegiance is. It's not to the people. And let me ask you, what's being promoted right now by your said government? They're committing the act of treason. They're committing that which God clearly condemns concerning sodomy, the murder of babies. And now they're asking for your allegiance to go over to those in Israel, regardless, ask no questions, blindly follow along with us. Because if you do ask us questions, we're going to deem you as a domestic terrorist. Hello. But the fact of the matter is, friends, that if you look at what's going on over there right now, so you know, they're trying to pass legislation that if you bring up the name of Jesus, same spirit that crucified Christ over 2,000 years ago, if you bring up the name Jesus, guess what? They want to throw you in prison for 1 to 2 years. Folks, that's been going on in America for a long time. This is a spirit of Antichrist that's at work. Also wanted to make clear, in case you missed it during the last segment, for those that think you should just blindly follow along what's going on over there concerning this golden calf, regardless if it's scriptural or not, because everybody's doing it, I'm telling you right now, you better put the brakes on it, because what they're asking you to get behind is not God's Israel. It's not the Israel of God. You can say it both ways scripturally. Israel are the people of the Lord, and they're trying to get you to support the state of Israel in a secular state. And guess what the word secular means? It means without God. That's exactly how they're acting. When you go to Revelation 3:9, making distinction, we'll get to the next point. What does it say? I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. This is the Lord saying this. Which say they are Jews, and they are not, but do lie. Folks, when you look at the Jewish people of that time, and the Jews were given the oracles of God, those are the ones that were the genuine children of God, those that adhered to the word of the Lord, not those that are making war against it and killing off the Christ and so on and so forth and advocating what the Lord clearly condemns. Folks, you got to wake up. Read Revelation 3:9. And P.S., that's why you have guys like me. This is why you have guys like Tim. We're always making reference to the word. Here, I want to say this, and then we're going to go on to the next point. When you look at the confusion that's going on, God is not the God of confusion. Who's the God of confusion? Satan is. Who's the author of confusion? Satan is. Okay? In all the confusion, in all the distraction, in all the chaos, that wicked minions of hell that are doing the biddings of their father, the devil, John 8:44, in the midst of all of that, if you ever want to know why I'm constantly making reference to the Word of God, I want you to listen carefully. I make reference to the Word of God because when the Word of the Lord comes, when the Lord said, light, let there be light, there was light, okay? When the Lord says, order out of chaos, right? No, no, no. What the Word of God does is it quickens us to understand that when His Word comes, it does what with chaos and confusion and distraction? It puts it all away. It puts it all away, friends. So when we make reference to the God, again, that we serve, and we make reference to His Word continuously, what we're doing, friends, is simply making reference to His Word to bring order out of the chaos that they create according to the word of God, not according to the word of man. The commandments of men make void the commandments of God. We are going to hold to the commandments of God, regardless if the devil likes it or not. We're not asking him for provision or permission to obey him. We are going to obey him regardless if the devil likes it or not. He's a defeated foe, and I want you to know something, friends. We've been given power over him because Christ defeated him. He spoiled principalities and powers on that cross. And folks, we need to understand that he gives that same power over to us in Luke 10:19, in the face of all circumstances. To hold to the Lord's word is to speak order to the corrupt media, politicians. To hold to the Lord's word is to speak order to the corrupt created chaos. That's what we're doing. When we speak the word of the Lord, friends, what does it do? It puts everything where it belongs, okay? Let me go to the next point here. We got much to cover in the next two segments. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Did you see this? This is the people's voice. They just reported this just 2 days ago. Fully jabbed K-pop star Park Bo Ram drops dead after fatal heart attack. Just weeks after receiving her mRNA booster. Guess what the CDC is trying to get you to do today? It's the same thing. Their leader of the vaccine, the father of the vaccine, the leader of the Operation Warp Drive, friends, is still telling his people to get out there and get the booster, and he's getting booed by the audience. But they still love him all the way to their own death, right? There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Open your eyes, people, as to who's leading this. Donald Trump called himself the father of the vaccine. How many people are dead because of this genocide, because of this created crisis, and he still is telling people to go get their shots? I want to tell you why he's telling you to go out and get your boosters. Because he already sees how many of you are willfully blind and deaf to his antics. He's a bad salesman. He's a con man who's making millions and millions of dollars off of those who should know better. And he means to finish the job. That's what he means to do. Okay? Just so you know, all right, your blood is off my hands. going back to this, she drops dead weeks after getting her mRNA booster shot. Okay? Now, I want to show you how this works. Once again, we see this all day long. What did the CDC do? Well, they came about, and of course, they said that the COVID vaccines are not associated with deathly heart problems in young adults. Folks, they don't want you to acknowledge what you do see with your eyes. They don't want you to acknowledge what you do hear with your ears, because they're doing everything in their power to make sure that they're not held accountable for this purposed genocide. I mean, again, I got to bring it up, friends. Look at the lengthy history of the repeat criminal Anthony Fauci. Look at the guy that they had have as the head of the WHO. Look at Bill Gates saying we need to lower the world population. I played this video at least 20 times on this show where he said if we do a good job on vaccinations, we can lower the world population. You first, Billy. You first. But again, friends, one question I have for all of you out there, who's been held accountable for this created crisis concerning this pandemic? Now they're reverting back to, by the way, that it was a strain of COVID where there's a 99.997 recovery rate without any said vaccination. Furthermore, if you look to the Word of God once again, what do you find? The Lord said the life is in the blood, and he told you not to mix seed. Leviticus 17:11 and 19:19. He told you, really? The Creator tells you to put poison in your body to cure your body. Yet they're telling you this, and people still go along with this. Then they suffer the consequence, and then they say, you know what? Look what they did to me. Poor me. No, there is plenty of evidence out there that proves the point as to what we're trying to tell you even now. Let me ask you this. When has the government ever told you the truth? Who profited from the pandemic more than those that pushed the agenda through the said governors throughout the United States of America? Every single one of them. If you can prove otherwise and you'd like to prove it in front of everybody, please do. The number's 1-866-582-9933, because I'm still trying to find one that didn't go along with it. They all went along with it. Every single one of them went along with it. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. After the pandemic, just to kind of further solidify the point, isn't it interesting with the next question that I want to lay to your candor? I want to ask you folks, I just asked you, as a matter of fact, when's the last time the government told you the truth? Who's responsible for this massive invasion concerning the illegals, concerning those military-aged men that are being drawn into your country on your account through something that they call welfare, which is completely unconstitutional? Put that up against if you don't work, you don't eat in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Who's doing it? The government is. I want you to see this, and I'm sure you probably have seen this by now, but did you see that in New York City, did you see that 1,300 illegal immigrants swarmed to the Capitol? And guess what they're doing? They're demanding that the government support them further. And you better know within yourself that this is all bought and paid for. Hey, folks, just like Antifa, just like all five members of Black Lives Matter, don't doubt a thing I'm telling you right now, folks. Do remember that your government is behind these little groups of people where they're trying to create domestic insurrection. These are all funded by the likes of George Soros, which is also interesting because how many of these said politicians complain about George Soros being an international criminal, and yet how many agencies have been created from this international criminal in America alone? 1,300 illegal immigrants swarmed New York City Hall. Friends, they did it right on cue. Mark my words. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shadow. And to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to make a quick point. I see you up there, Michael, and I really want to cover this, so just hang on with me. If you want to call in, let's do it now. I'll try to cut this as short as I can, but I was just highlighting the fact that 1,300 illegal immigrants swarm New York City City Hall. They're demanding more money from the government. That money the government gives them is your money. Did you give your said representatives to allure them? Did you give them authority? Did you give them delegated authority to basically have them illegally draw them into America on your dime in the first place? You didn't. Okay. I mean, outside of the fact that they've committed treason by usurping the people that they work for, it doesn't stop there. It absolutely doesn't stop there. It doesn't get any more blatant than what I'm going to show you next. According to One American News, did you know that Denver is going to defund the police, the fire department, in order to fund services and housing for illegal newcomers? For those that have been watching me for years, I know you've heard this a million times. And you've heard this for years from this ministry, way before we were even here. Remember how many times I told you that this was coming to your front door? Amos 6:3? Oh, 100 times. You know how I told you that your said representatives are committing treason against you? they're still there willing to push the ball further concerning their agenda, metaphorically speaking. In Denver, the governor is a sodomite. He's a pedophile. His name is Jared Polis. That is the state where they are advocating pedophilia without consequence. I played that video for you. Also, check out Conspiracy of Silence. Now they're saying to you, we want to give the state of Colorado over to the illegals, and we want to defund the police. I mean, these people are gluttons for punishment. And it's not just Denver. It's not just Colorado. This is happening all over the country with the lead of who? Their said representatives. When you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, isn't it interesting as to what the Lord said there concerning the foreigner? Also check out Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. Also check out Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, because America, this is where you're at. This isn't between me and you. Don't get mad at the messenger. This is between you and the Lord, regardless if you believe in him or not. I'm telling you, this is between you and him. Now, it's amazing, folks. What we're going to see in the up-and-coming days, weeks, and months, and years is all these people that were just anti-God, when they see the agenda beginning to unfold the way that they're seeing it unfold, you're going to see all of these idolaters, you know, those fools that said that there was no God. They know that there's a God. That's why they war against him. They want to make themselves their own God. It's the oldest sin in the book. Read Psalm 14:1. You're going to see a lot of these said atheists run to the Lord now. They're going to run to the Lord that they said they didn't believe because they didn't believe him while they were enjoying the freedom at someone else's expense that only the Lord can give. Yeah, you're going to see them now understand because they're going to partake as to what the price is that needs to be paid to give freedom on their back for the next up-and-coming generation. They're going to believe regardless if they want to believe. They're going to believe. They don't want to believe the Lord for his blessings. They're going to find him in the curses. And that's exactly where things are at today. Now, speaking of illegals, I also wanted to show you this because in Australia, I don't know that you've seen this or not, and I can play videos, but I don't have audio here. I'm on the road right now. But you probably have seen this bishop who gets stabbed on stage. He reads a couple videos prior to this, and he talks about how he's getting death threats for preaching the gospel. But the headline on sonsoflibertymedia.com is Bishop gets stabbed on stage by a 16-year-old Muslim. 16 years old. Okay? Notice if you're on social media platforms right now, notice this little 16-year-old kid laughing. See this Muslim kid here laughing? I know some people still haven't figured it out. They think it's the religion of peace, but let's get beyond that as well. Because if you look at the Quran, 47 verse 4, I guess is what it says. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. That means enslave them. Okay. The 16-year-old Muslim goes up to the bishop. By the way, the bishop's totally fine. It's the point that the 16-year-old Muslim felt that he was going to just go ahead and enter into somebody else's country, namely those in Australia, yelling, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is what's coming into your borders, America. Okay? And what's interesting is as he's laying on the ground, he is laughing about what's going on. What I also wanted to highlight was the fact that a week or two prior to this happening, another Muslim, I believe it was in a subway area in Australia. You can correct me on this, but I know the information I'm giving you is absolutely 100% spot on. A man with a knife stabs a mother and the baby to death in the streets of Australia. This was another Muslim shouting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What are these governments doing? They're creating civil war. Just like I said, they are in America. What you're seeing in these smaller countries, friends, is exactly what's coming here. It's exactly what's coming here. But what I want you to check out is the fact that as this kid right here is smiling, I do want people to understand, as I've shared so many times with my viewers and listeners on this show, that the people are only going to put up with it for so long. So as he tries to stab, the bishop, the people in Australia hear of what's going on, and the little Muslim kid that just tried to kill the bishop, little did he know that on the outside of the building, as the people already caught wind as to what was going on, that the people were telling the authorities to deliver up the 16-year-old Muslim to the mob outside that was about ready to tear him in pieces. Americans, this is just a reminder going on what's going on in Israel right now. It's going to happen here, too. It's called vigilante justice. This is what happens when people stand up and they become the law they should have been before they even entered into their country. See, prevention is better than cure. That's the message we give here. Prevention is better than cure. Let's take heed to the word of God. Read Psalm 19:11. And if not, rest assured, friends, it's coming to America. Rest assured. I'm going to go ahead, as promised, and take Michael from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. Sorry for such a short amount of time, but I had to hit the main topic. You've got two minutes. I'll give it all over to you. Do we got Michael? Do we have Michael? Hello, 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 Michael. We have no Michael. Oh.
I'm here, brother. Bradley, I'm here.
Oh. Okay, go
ahead. I don't know what happened. My fault.
Okay, go ahead.
I need 90 seconds. Brother Dean, the picture you painted is exactly what I've been telling people on the internet airwaves for over 12 years. Brace for impact. Because Israel sold out its birthright 2,000 years ago when they coerced Pontius Pilate into whacking Jesus Christ. Okay? Amen. And I want to paraphrase the Matrix really, really quick. Do you hear that sound, Mr. Dean? That's the sound of inevitability, because it's going to go two ways, and mark my words. Either Christ comes again and settles all family business, or we will be trapped as inmates in the techno prison planet that Alex Jones warned us about for the last 25 years. And your audience has heard it here, woo, all the way live on the Sons of Liberty, brother. Thank you for letting me talk.
You got it, Michael. I always appreciate your comments, brother. Again, thank you very much, folks. Again, we got a short amount of time here. I will be broadcasting live again. We're on the road right now. We're gathering information for the up-and-coming documentary. Folks, we're beyond just talking about what needs to be done here. You see what's going on in Australia. You see what's going on in Europe, New Zealand. The list goes on. It's time for the American people to become the law that God has called them to be in obedience to the Christ and put a stop to what's going on in holding the people accountable for committing the crimes of treason against us in hopes of creating an upending of this country. Enough is enough. Love you by what we do, and I'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Getting there.